What is the name of the Stark family barbershop? Winter is coming. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of June 5th, 2014. I am Simon Atwell, and as always, I am joined by...
Andrew Dupe.
I almost put an alternate joke in there that wasn't near, that wasn't as funny and wasn't really accurate, and that's the reason. The real reason I didn't use it is because it wasn't accurate, because as we've experienced before, I don't care if the joke's funny or not, as long as it makes sense.
Well, I mean, barbershop and combing.
Yeah, exactly. I liked that one. That one was okay. But the other one I almost used was, what do you call stormtroopers jousting, I think? And the answer is a game of clones. And I was like, that's not funny nor accurate.
It's true.
Not clones anymore. Stormtroopers, no. Generally speaking, are clones.
Yeah, they're recruits.
Yeah. That's why I didn't use it.
The internet people, I tell you. Like, there is the Pete Holmes show. They do, like, a series of sketches with, like, Professor X firing the X-Men.
Okay.
And they're hilarious. But he did this most recent one where he fires Magneto as being their villain. And he starts using telekinetic powers. And we're like, no.
He's just telepathic.
Yeah, he's just really good at reading people's mind.
Jean Grey is telekinetic and telepathic.
Yeah.
He's got two mutations. Like, Emma Frost has two mutations. I had this discussion with Erica after we watched Days of Future Past. I think it was probably due to Shadowcat, and we weren't sure why she could send people back in time. And I thought, if I had to guess, secondary mutation, maybe. Because, I mean, Jean Grey's got two, Wolverine's got two, Emma Frost has two, who else has two? There's actually quite a few mutants with secondary, quote-unquote, secondary mutations.
I think Wolverine's got two.
Healing Factor and the Bone Claws are two different mutations.
Two
completely separate mutations. The Bone Claws would really suck without the Healing Factor, because then he'd have constant, like, Band-Aids on his hands, but...
And Healing Factor is just Healing Factor without the Bone Claws.
Exactly.
It's boring.
Like, Sabretooth, I think, has a Healing Factor, too. There's a lot of people out there. Deathstrike has a Healing Factor. There's a lot of people out there. Although her thing is weird. I don't know if those claws that she had were natural or completely Striker-induced.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know anything about Lady Deathstrike, besides for a time she was with Silver Samurai in the comics. It was a bad time for Wolverine, because those are both big-time Wolverine villains. I love Silver Samurai. Anyway, should we probably get into this this news we have? You know, this thing we do?
Sure. I think we could do that.
Probably. What have we got? Almost 5 minutes of off topic right at the start. It's a great way.
Yeah. We're off to the best start ever.
Okay. I want you to read this one. I put it in the notes, but I want you to try these names.
Oh yeah. So Lupita Nyong'o.
I looked it up and I think it's like Nyong'o. I think it is literally Nyong'o. I think it's
Nyong'o.
But I could be wrong. I looked it up, but that was yesterday.
From 12 Years a Slave and Gwendoline Christie.
Really? You couldn't get Gwendolyn? You've never heard the name Gwendolyn.
Well, I wasn't sure if I pronounced the E in it. Maybe this was some kind of variation of Gwendolyn.
Gwendoline? Gwendoline? I don't know.
Gwendoline is what I say.
Yeah, anyway, Gwendolyn Christie.
I've heard the name Gwendolyn, but I've never seen it spelt.
It is a very fancy name, at least spelt.
Gwendolyn.
Yep. Gwendolyn Christie from Game of Thrones.
She's the tall one.
He's Brienne of Tarth. And Lupita Nyong'o, hopefully, is the one who she got I believe 12 Years a Slave was her breakout. One of her only credits, and she got a Best Supporting Actress Oscar, I believe, for it. Just last year. And they have both been cast in Star Wars Episode 7.
Siete.
No character name or information on them yet. But considering who they are at this and how, you know, recognizable at the very least at this point in time they are, they're probably more than just, hey, look, it's them and they're gone. Probably got something. Yeah. So there's your other women characters, those who were complaining at only single woman character in the movie.
Yeah.
I did see a lot of people wanting Gwendolyn Christie to be a Sith.
Like Gwen, that would, Brienne of Darth.
Brienne of Darth, yeah. That would be awesome. She'd make a great Sith, because she's quite tall, and she can be imposing, as people who watch Game of Thrones know.
It's true.
Brienne's scary.
But she could make a good guy.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
She could be a giant marriage aid.
Yeah, that certainly fits with the descriptions of marriage aid, I think. She was huge. Like, yep.
Yeah, totally. Huge.
Also, I didn't know that this was the release date for the movie, December 18th, 2015.
Yes.
I did not.
It's the first one that wasn't released in May.
Pardon?
Gonna be the first one that isn't released in May.
Oh, really? Were all the other six all released in May?
Apparently.
Wow, that's weird. And then on purpose. I think it's very strange for the first three, and then they just kept it going for the prequels.
Because it's tradition.
Yeah. On the plus side, though, December 18th. It's awful close to my birthday, and you know we won't have a Hobbit next year.
Oh no.
So clearly.
That's good.
It's 7.
That's I didn't so know. Convenient.
Yeah, I know. That's really fast turnaround for a movie, by the way.
Well, when you throw money at stuff, things get done.
Yes, but there's only... After a certain point in time, the whole how much money you throw at it and how much gain you get by throwing that money at it, you know, lessons. You don't get as much the more money you throw at it, because there are certain things that take a certain amount of time. But I suppose Disney, Lucasfilm have enough money that it doesn't matter. They can just keep throwing the money to make it faster.
They could, like, halt all their productions and have it done in a year.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they don't even need to.
If they halted all their productions, it would be done this year.
Yeah.
If they got everybody they own working for it, working on it, rather.
It's like whatever they need to do the filming and then like a month of post-production.
Yeah, exactly. All their bloody studios working on it. Man, that would be crazy. Could you imagine?
Yeah. Think of the jobs.
They took our jobs.
Took your derb.
Yeah, so, more about that, I suppose, when they get characters and see if they're, you know, recognizable characters or new characters for the new canon.
Pew pew. Canon.
Cannons, well, I get laser cannons, I guess. I was going to say cannons do not make that noise, but laser cannons would. Continuing on with Star Wars, Josh Trank, who directed Chronicle, and is currently working on the new Fantastic Four reboot, has been tapped to direct one of the Star Wars spin-off / standalone movies. So that's two different directors now for two different movies. Because we talked about the other director last week, I believe, whose name I have forgotten. Was that a couple weeks ago?
It was last week. And I don't remember.
Gareth Edwards. Gareth Edwards, the director of Godzilla, among other things.
Yeah.
Man, it's a good thing we still have those notes on the same Google Doc. So I just scrolled down.
That was all me.
Yeah, it was all you not doing anything this week until today. usually you have, if there's even if there's nothing on it, you've already put like the new date and then and the new headings on.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I didn't do anything. You're right. Like,
I go in on Wednesday. It's usually over there for me. Today you did nothing until today.
Off my game.
It's fine. It's fine. At least you showed up and you put some notes in. Have you seen Chronicle yet?
No.
Neither have I. It's on Netflix, I think. And I saw a trailer for it, you know, like last year, and I really wanted to see it. I never got around to it. It is found footage, though. So if, you know, you're a person who gets headaches or, you know, vertigo watching found footage films, it's not for you. But it's supposed to be, supposedly quite good.
And I'm not super jazzed about the whole Fantastic Four thing, but Kathleen Kennedy said that this person's good, so...
Yeah. I mean, new reboot hasn't come out yet, so I haven't seen anything about it besides the cast, the four, who I don't remember who they are.
I don't care. They all suck.
The other, I wasn't a fan, a particularly big fan of the last Fantastic Four movies, last two of them.
I like the casting in those ones better than this.
Jessica Alba was weird to me, but I mean, Jessica Alba got cast because she's Jessica Alba.
Yeah, I'm not gonna complain.
It's a good read, and Chris Evans is great in superhero movies. As evidenced by the Captain America movies.
And that guy who's in the Shield was the Thing, and that was...
Yes,
that was
that's good. Who it was. I couldn't remember who played the Thing. Why can't I remember his name? It's Vic something, or is that the character?
The Shield guy. I don't know.
I'm looking that up right now. Because I strive to be accurate with names, unlike Andrew, whose cause... for name accuracy is long, long lost.
That's racist.
No, it's just against you. You're not a race on your own. Michael Chiklis is the actor. His character name in the Shield was Vic something. So, Michael Chiklis. I've never actually watched a full episode of The Shield.
Me either.
But I heard it was badass. Move on to Marvel. Still owned by Disney. From Star Wars to Marvel. Scott Derrickson, who directed Sinister, which I don't think I saw. I don't think that was one of the ones I saw. Which one was Sinister, Andrew?
I have no idea.
Okay. I don't think I saw Sinister. But I occasionally see a horror movie and then I forget about it because I'm not a huge fan of horror movies. But recently I believe he announced via Twitter or something, my next film is going to be Strange, and it was a picture of him with a Doctor Strange comic. So Scott Derrickson is going to be directing a Doctor Strange film for Marvel Studios. This is also the first announcement, I suppose, of a Doctor Strange film. It was hinted at in Captain America, I believe, yeah. It's Captain America 2. Where they're talking to, I don't remember what his name was, some guy, they're interrogating him, Cap and Black Widow and Falcon, and he mentions Stephen Strange on a list of super-powered people. So yeah. We know he exists in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so there was an idea that they would do a Doctor Strange film, and apparently... they're going to do it, and Scott Derrickson is going to direct it.
I remember there was a rumor a little while ago about Johnny Depp being Doctor Strange. I could see it.
Actually, I was going to say, at first I made a face, then I thought, actually, he physically, certainly, I think he could be a pretty good one. And I don't know, Doctor Strange is weird, though. I don't know a lot about Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange I know is from like the video games when he's a character and like Avengers or something when he shows up in somebody else's comic.
Yeah.
You never read a Doctor Strange thing. I know he's magic. So and there's no way of getting around Doctor Strange's magic, so it looks like they're going to get serious on the cinematic universe's magic. This is they dodged in Iron Man 3 and then hinted at with, what was that, Name of the King? That thing? Mandarin?
Something King. Hail the King? Or Hail to the King?
Yeah, something like that.
The short film.
The short thing with Ben Kingsley, yeah.
Where the Mandarin actually comes up.
The traditional Mandarin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he'll show... Maybe he'll show up in Doctor Strange. Magic v. Magic.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the whole point of Hail to the King.
Or just to, make it canon that there's an actual Mandarin.
Well, that's also, a good reason. Although...
Get their butts out of the fire.
Though they're not doing another... Well, not for a while, probably. Doing another standalone Iron Man film. I don't think. Because Robert Downey Jr. said he didn't want to do another Iron Man. He'll do more Avengers, but he doesn't want to do an Iron Man standalone.
What a guy.
I remember reading that. Whether that's true or whether that changes in the upcoming years, who knows. Maybe he just wanted to take some time off of being Tony Stark.
You can't. He just is Tony Stark.
Kind of is. Yeah. No, he kind of is. But that's why he was the perfect cast. Because there's very... Robert Downey Jr. is very Tony Stark. Minus the mechanical genius.
Yeah.
Assumably. I don't know. Maybe Robert Downey Jr. is a mechanical genius. He did X for fun.
I don't know.
Alright, we'll move on to still in Marvel, the last thing in movies. Now this, I looked and I couldn't find anything. I saw things that claimed this was confirmed, but nobody said who it was confirmed by. So yeah. I'm placing this squarely in rumors and scuttlebutt, is that Josh Brolin is to play, in quotation marks, Thanos in Guardians of the Galaxy. I put quotation marks around play because he's an entirely CG character. So it's voice. He's going to voice try and makeup it. Hmm?
Unless they try and make up it.
Well, it's too late for that.
Well, I can still go back and make up it.
Unless... unless he's just the thing at the after credits... or he has no scenes with anybody else, it's a little late to throw somebody in the movie who's not already there. The movie's already done filming, I'm sure.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Guardians of the Galaxy comes out in a couple months, right?
Right.
It's already done filming.
Right.
So either they already make up, or they put in somebody who doesn't... They did a Darth Vader and they put somebody in physically who's not going to be the voice. That's also possible, I suppose. But short of him being either in one or multiple small scenes or the after credit scene, Josh Brolin's not going to get makeup to play Thanos in this movie. It's a little late for that. But as I said, this is still... I couldn't find anything that said Marvel confirmed it, just that it was confirmed. So... rumors, but Josh Brolin may voice Thanos in Guardians of the Galaxy. I think we already knew Thanos was showing up in the film.
I think it was heavily implied.
Yeah. Don't know what capacity, so maybe it is just another small end-of-film scene, like it was in Avengers, where we first saw him. When I first read this, I thought of that scene, and I thought we already heard him speak, but I realized I was confusing him and the Alexis Denisov character, the other alien character who was sending the Chitauri in.
Right.
I don't remember if it even had a name.
Well, I don't think so.
But it had a voice. That's who I was like, Thanos already had a voice. He was talking to the... I was like, oh, wait, no.
He just grins.
Yeah, he just grins. Menacingly. Rumors and scuttlebutt. So to speak.
So Disney dominated our movies.
Yep, it's because Disney owns everything.
Pretty much.
Except for HBO?
Except for HBO. So, which segues into TV, which is only kind of TV. Game of Thrones, there was a whole thing going around where it said that the Song of Fire and Ice series is going to be 8 books long. But, George R. R. Martin. I was about to say Steve Martin.
That would be funny, and I want to point out before... Well, actually, maybe I shouldn't, and we can get hate email / corrections. Ice and Fire, not Fire and Ice.
What did I say?
You said Fire and Ice. It's Ice and Fire. Ice comes first.
Right.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure Ice comes first. And there is people who will... I don't know if they're listening, but there's plenty of people out there who will threaten because we got it wrong.
Yeah, whatever. Let them threaten. That's free publicity. I'll take it.
Yeah, that's why I almost didn't bother correcting it. I'm like, we'll let the hate mail come in. Then we'll get some mail.
Anyway, he was going around saying that there was going to be 8 books in the series, and he corrected to say that there's only going to be 7. And...
I hadn't heard this news about 8. I remember, as we discussed before the show, I remember when the 5th book came out, he said, or somebody said from him, his plan was 7 books. Yeah, his plan. He said his plan was 7 books. Although, originally, as you want to read the quote, because the quote brings up what I was going to point out anyway.
You can read the quote.
Okay, he's quoted as saying, "My plan is to finish in 7. But my original plan was to finish in 3. I write the stories and they grow. I deal with certain things and sometimes I find myself not at the end of a story. My plan right now is still 7, but first I have to finish book 6. Get back to me when I'm halfway through book 7 and then maybe I'll tell you something more meaningful." Started to laugh at the end there because that's kind of what happened with book 4 and 5. He was writing Storm of Swords book 3, the longest book. I do believe it's longer than A Dance with Dragons. And he realized, I'm not going to finish this story in this book. So he cut off and started book 4. So writing book 4, he realized, I'm not going to fit all this stuff in this book. He cut it, finished book 4. 9 years later, he finished book 5. I think it was 9. Something ludicrously long.
So that's going to be, like, a lot of seasons.
Well, let's see. They're in... Well, this is where it gets weird. I think we've discussed this before. This is where it gets weird. Because half the characters weren't in book 4.
Right.
So some of the stuff that happens at the beginning of book 5 happens concurrently with book 4. Where they are now, though, is mostly the end of book... Yeah, the end of book 3. This is the end-ish of book 3, although I think the Daenerys stuff, I'm watching it, I'm caught up now. I knew it was going to happen in 8, in episode 8, when I read the name of the episode.
Yeah.
I think that Daenerys stuff is book 5, because Daenerys was not in book 4. I think that's later than the rest of it, but I could be wrong. It's been a while since, it's been almost a year since I've read the books. So, I read plenty of stuff since then. But yeah, this is mostly the end of book 3. Where we're at. I really want to discuss what happened, the multiple things that happened in episode 8, but that's too spoil. Every episode, even 6, 6, 7, and 8, I think, all have, you know, spoilers happen in them.
Yeah.
Of varying degrees. You can't discuss any of them anymore. Stuff.
You didn't say anything about it.
No. I saw Scott Johnson put up a comic this week or last. Extralife.com, I think. I don't know. Remember the actual website. I think it's myextralife.com, actually. But it was literally the comic was one guy goes, "I watch Game of Thrones." And the other guy's like, "Spoilers, dude!" That's how it is now. You can't say anything.
Yeah.
And people are extremely, extremely sensitive.
Like, there was just this one thing that I read accidentally on Twitter, and it didn't spoil anything directly, but it made me have this, like, assumption that something was going to happen.
And now I really want you to say what it was, but then I don't want to ruin anybody else's experience.
I kind of want to ruin it for him. It was ruined for me. I hate the world.
And consider this. I've known these things are going to happen for 2 and a bit years, and I haven't spoiled anything for you guys. I've alluded that something was going to happen in a certain episode, and something that everybody was going to like, but I never let anybody... And actually, when that episode aired, when Justin was watching it, our friend Justin, he sent me a Google message after it. It was like, yes! I was like, see, I told you, you'd like it. He was super stoked about it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, that last episode was cool.
That was great. And I gotta say, for the whole season, I remember before the season started, we discussed Oberon, well, we mentioned quickly Oberon Martell, Red Viper. And I like him in the books. I liked him in the books. But I was not prepared to like him as much as I do with Pedro Pascal playing him. Pedro Pascal makes that character better. He's fantastic.
As
Oberon Martell.
Amazing.
And I don't think we've seen nearly enough... is it Ilaria Sand? I think her name is Ilaria. Indira Varma is the actress. She's great. I love Indira Varma. She was great in Human Target as well. So yeah, Ilaria Sand is his lover, I guess? Right. Paramour? Cersei uses the word paramour. Paramour is probably the most accurate. I've heard somebody say wife, but I don't think they're technically married. And they kind of have orgies. We've seen it. They kind of have them with their beds connected and whores all over them of both genders.
Oh, spoilers.
So, yeah. Oh, that, yes, there's naked people in Game of Thrones. Spoilers. That's the biggest spoiler of all.
Yeah.
Although, honestly, I think as the show has gone on in seasons, there's been progressively, it's either been less or it's been less ridiculous. Sex scenes. I guess it's gone on. They've kind of stopped throwing in the just ludicrousness and unnecessaryness. Unnecessaryness? That's not a word. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the word.
Ridiculousness? Because early on, in the first season or two, the amount and what happens in the nude / sex scenes are just ridiculous.
Yeah,
just over the top, and it's less so as the show goes on.
Also, their viewer numbers are matching The Walking Dead's now.
Were they not before?
No,
I guarantee they must have matched. I guess they went on the. I guess never on the line. They must have matched at, was it season 2, maybe? They were looking for the kid. I remember everybody hating on The Walking Dead that, like,
either
half of a season or a quarter of a season.
With Carl?
When they were looking for the kid. For, like, a whole half a season or something.
The whole farm thing.
I remember people who loved the show, loved the comics and liked the show being like, it's almost unwatchable. Like, I want to keep watching it, but at the same time, I'm not enjoying watching it.
Yeah, it was pretty boring.
Yeah, I remember people hating on it then. But never watched it. I've watched the first 2 episodes, and I haven't read any of the Walking Dead comics, so I can't really comment on it, I suppose. We're good to move on? Do you think we're good to move on? Okay, let's move on.
Games. E3 is next week. Super excited. We're going to cover a bunch of stuff on the weekly site, like mostly articles of hype and excitement, and post some stuff on the Facebook and the Twitters. Again, mostly excitement stuff. And next week, the podcast is mostly going to be E3 recap and squee noises.
Probably. The squee will all be Andrew. And I will not be here next week. We will have a guest replacement host.
Yeah, Rachel will be joining us.
I will be done with the world next Thursday. Yes, our bard, our friend Rachel, and our bard and canon keeper of our D&D game. We officially said on Monday that once it's in her book, it's canon.
Yeah.
I think that was about my character's like last name, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Something, it was about something stupid like that.
And then she writes down, and the party got $1 million.
Well, it's like the extra pixie characters. We give her this right because as long as she doesn't abuse it.
Yeah.
You can have the extra pixies, but don't abuse it. What is the first thing that Evan tries to do? Abuse it.
Yeah.
Tried to make a pixie bolt to shoot pixies at enemies. It was great. Well, he discussed his plans to make one. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's not about E3.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun. Tune in next week for E3 goodness.
Yeah, lots of video games. Hopefully a little other things as well. Because, you know, if there's big news stories, which I'm sure there will be, because there's always some.
Yeah, there's always something. last week, I believe it was last week. Yeah, last week we said that the Star Citizen dogfight module was delayed due to critical bugs. And they just put it out.
So, either they're very good or they really weren't that critical.
Yeah.
Maybe both. They threw money at it.
Over-exaggerating or...
They probably threw some of that. What did you write down? 44 million? Is that what that says?
Yeah.
That accurate?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. They probably threw some of that $44 million at it. That's almost 45. $44,785,000.
Yeah. That's what they're at right now.
Ludicrous.
I got that number right before the show.
I know, I saw you putting it in, and then I saw you correcting it. That's why I wanted to make sure it was still accurate. Although that was like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, it could be 45,000 right now, who knows?
It was half an hour ago. It's changed. It's probably gone up another 100,000 at least.
Game's ridiculous.
It is. So you have here that it's still pretty alpha.
Yeah, like it had a version number of like 0. Something.
But have you heard about playability? That's what my question is. Is this I was gonna say, is this worth my downloading and the space on my external hard drive?
Probably, because then it's gonna get updates pretty soon.
Yeah, that's true. I might put that. Start that download tonight when I go to bed.
Yeah.
And then it'll probably be done tomorrow night by the time I go to bed. By the speed my, if I'm lucky. The speed my internet usually goes. It's terrible. Steam downloads are terrible for me, usually.
That's pretty good for
you. AAA games, I can't do it usually. It just takes so long.
I got awesome internet.
I've got internet that's not always there. Sometimes it likes to just disappear by itself. Usually when I'm using my phone and my internet don't like each other. And it's not the router, because the phone is still connected to the wireless network, but it cannot connect to the internet through the wireless network.
That's funny.
And then I go on my computer and it works just fine. And I try and use my phone and it's like, nope, no connection. Like, what is wrong with you? It's the weirdest thing. But, yeah, that's my problem with subpar internet.
That's North America's problem.
Well, that's true. When's fiber coming here?
Not soon enough.
Never. Not in our lifetime.
Yeah. our infrastructure is too
bland. No, it's terrible. No, yeah, it's terrible.
We're never going to recover.
Man, can you imagine? Sorry, the provincial elections coming up has made me think. Can you imagine, you know, how many young, you know, 18 to probably 30 votes one would get if one promised to fix that? Fix yeah. that kind of infrastructure for, you know, television, internet, telephone. Like, the whole, all those infrastructures are just screwed.
Yeah.
Imagine if a politician, you know, had experience with that, probably, maybe. At least one of those things. And you had a decent plan for changing and fixing them, they'd have 18 to 30.
Like, yep.
Blown up.
He could have murdered puppies as a child.
Wow.
And I would vote for him.
Wow. That's extreme for sure.
Extreme but true. This problem needs to be fixed.
I really want to know how crazy your brain is. How young of a child?
I don't know, 12.
Jesus, that is old. It's old to be doing such reprehensible things. That is old enough to know better, to know that it's terrible.
Oh, you hear about those 11 or 12-year-old kids, those girls that
stabbed
their friend to death?
I read a headline, and I didn't want to read the rest of the story. I'd only read two depressing stories. Yeah. Sure. About three RCMP officers in Moncton getting shot and killed, and two getting wounded, and a murder in Sudbury where I went to school. And then I read that headline, and I was like, "No, I'm done. I'm not reading anymore, guys."
So you don't know like why they did it?
No, I don't know any of the story.
Okay, well, it's actually kind of relevant to games.
Oh God, no!
They did it in the name of Slenderman.
Oh my God. That's not relevant to games. That's relevant to crazy.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I get that Slender was a game, and it was a very popular game.
Yeah.
But Slenderman is something else entirely. Yeah. But although, I suppose Slenderman, that's how I like to pronounce it. Just so everybody else, I know it should be Slenderman, not Slenderman, but no, Slenderman is so much more fun to say.
Oh, yeah.
Slenderman. Larry Slenderman. I suppose it's become more of a thing since Slender.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite as well known. I mean, I knew what it was, and a lot of us who spent a lot of time on the internet knew what it was. Because it was, you know, an internet made-up myth. So.
Yep. They wanted to kill this friend and then go to Wisconsin where Slenderman is. And basically ascend.
To become Slenders themselves?
No, just proxies for Slender.
Weird. That's weird. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
People, I tell you.
Where was that?
It's funny listening to, like, the people on the news channels, like, try and make sense out of what Creepypasta and Slenderman are.
Yeah, good luck. You don't already know. I mean, the news, as considering what the news usually gets anyway, what they get right and what they get wrong, there's no way they're going to be able to comprehend Slenderman.
Yeah, it was funny. The Slenderman posts on a website called Creepypasta.
Yeah. Ooh, I
guess it's close enough.
I'm kind of surprised. I mean, I'm sure, actually, how much of it was Slenderman, the video game Slender? How much did they focus on the video game aspect?
They didn't at all.
Oh, really?
Mostly just the internet thing and Creepypasta. They didn't even mention the video game.
That's good, at least. Because when you said it kind of pertains to the games, I was worried. Considering, you know, anytime there's some sort of shooting, somebody played Call of Duty or Counter-Strike or, I don't know, something with the most minor type of guns. What's the smallest game you can think of, or the game that has the smallest amount of guns in it that still has guns, as you can think of? Something. I don't know. Final Fantasy X-2. You can use a gun in one of your jobs.
John Deere's big.
John Deere's big game hunter.
Wait, not John Deere. That's no. The tractor guy.
That's a tractor. Yes, John Deere is farming equipment, not just tractors.
Cabela's.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't play. I haven't played a hunting game since like 1997. So.
Cabela's big game hunter.
Yeah. But regardless of what the game is, they will blame the game.
Yeah. Which is why I'm surprised that there wasn't any news about the game.
Yeah.
But good with it.
Well, still, people are crazy. People be crazy. Oh, God. Let's move on to something. Oh, God. I was going to say something happier, but, I mean, Witcher is not really... Witcher's creepy anyway.
Well, Witcher's cool. So yeah, today, the Witcher had, like, this... big, well, quote-unquote big, like, live stream where they were presenting a bunch of their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they didn't want to do it at E3.
Maybe they're not going. Maybe it costs money to go to get a booth at E3, or a booth, quote-unquote. It probably does. Maybe they don't have the money.
They'd have tons of money, because this game, man... Looks awesome. Anyway, its new release date is February 24th, 2015.
I'm trying to think what's on February. Something else is February 24th. I don't know what. Maybe I'm crazy.
You are crazy.
Again, I am also getting a nod that I'm crazy. So it's not just you who thinks that. I don't know. Maybe... Oh, well, yeah, February 24th, 2015. I have not played either The Witcher or The Witcher. Was it Assassin of Kings or something?
Witcher 2?
It's The Witcher 2. Yeah. Something of Kings, right?
Yeah. I've played it, the second one.
I haven't played either, although I heard they were quite good.
They're a little different in control scheme and gameplay, but. That's not necessarily bad.
No, it's, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of games out there. Sometimes it helps simply because of what you, like, how the buttons have to work together to change up the control scheme. And right. if that's the case, like, these two buttons should, you know, should do A and X instead of A and Y because, you know, you're going to have to do one after the other fast. And they're a little bit closer together, as opposed to, you know, let's just change it, make the control scheme, like, our own thing, because, you know, we want to have our own thing. If it's, you know, to support the game, then I'm all for a weird control scheme.
Speaking of weird control scheme...
Speaking of an Xbox controller, since I pulled A and X off my Xbox controller that's sitting on my my desk.
Yeah. The Xbox One now has a PC driver. The Xbox One controller. You can use an Xbox One controller on your PC. Been waiting for this moment for all my life.
Oh gosh, no, stop. So that's just any Xbox One controller, right?
Yeah.
Can you do that with a 360 controller, or do you have to get the 360 for PC controllers?
No, you can do it with anyone. The problem is with the wireless one, you need a wireless receiver. You can't make it wired at all.
Really? Even if you also have a wired charging cable?
Yeah, it just charges it. It doesn't actually do any data.
Weird.
Yeah.
So you need like a USB plug-in thing for your computer to get the wireless one to work?
It's like a little USB receiver connector thing, which is actually way better, because then you can have like up to whatever number of controllers connected, like four.
That one hub? That one USB thing?
The one USB receiver. I've got it, and that's what I used.
I have an Xbox control. I mean, I have a wired Xbox controller for PC, and then I have a wireless one for my Xbox that I never use.
But they're all the same.
Watch, yeah, I mean, I know that. I think I can use the PC one from Xbox. I think I don't remember if I tried that or not.
But now, you can just use your Xbox One controller, or go and get one, because they're amazing.
I don't even know what the differences are in the controllers.
It's just better.
And I'm not going to get a worthwhile answer from you. I don't think.
The triggers are better. They also have vibrations in them. It's a little bit smaller, so you can hit the buttons easier. It doesn't have a battery pack that's like sticking out on the back.
Yeah, it's what the wired one for a PC is nice. It doesn't have a battery pack on it. That is a nice thing.
So that'll be like that.
Yeah. And
also, the trigger is wider, so instead of just a narrow little trigger thing, it's like the it's like a wider.
The bumper button still the same? It's still there?
Yeah, the bumper button's still there, but it's way easier to hit.
That's
when
good.
You've got your hand on the.
You have trouble with that sometimes. If I have to switch between trigger and bumper quickly, sometimes it's annoying. Like Hawken, sometimes to shoot and then boost away.
This fixes it, and the D-pad is a million times better. It actually.
I think I've ever used the directional pad on this controller. I've never had it.
It responds good to each direction that you press. Not like the 360 one where you press like right and it'll maybe trigger up or whatever.
So the regular 360 controllers don't have vibration?
Not in the triggers. Like each trigger itself has vibration and then it's got vibration.
What do you mean vibration in the triggers?
Yeah.
What?
Like, if you're playing, like, a racing game or something, and you're, I guess, racing games. I've seen it in, like, what am I playing? Watch Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'll shoot a gun, and it'll be, like, fully auto, and I'll hold the trigger down, and then the trigger will shake as you hold it.
Interesting.
You could turn that off and on, but it's kind of cool. Or like if you're getting shot as I'm shooting someone, it'll shake. Or
it's like tactile feedback.
Interesting. It's cool. And the thumbsticks are awesome. They got good grip. Not like the 360 controller grip where it's just the grip thing on the top. Because my wired controller doesn't have grip on either of its thumbsticks anymore.
I don't know if this one has grip on it or not at all. Just little dots for direction.
Yeah, that's the grip.
That's kind of a shitty grip.
Yeah, it's even worse underneath it, believe me. So this one's got really good grip. It's like it's smooth on the inside, and then all along the outside of it is like a kind of texturized grip. So you don't slip out of it.
Too bad those controllers are like $60 plus.
But so worth it.
But so no money.
And all you need to do is, since there's no wireless receiver for it yet, you just gotta plug it into your computer with a mini USB, I believe, and it'll go. Because this cord does transfer data, as you can use it to do firmware upgrades on your controllers, which is what you need to do to get the new stereo headset working. Is just plug it in your Xbox and get a firmware update. Which is cool. I'm excited.
That's good.
I've lost the notes.
Alright, well then, continuing on with Xbox, I'll take the lead on this thing then, until you find them. June updates? Xbox June updates?
Yeah. So, the Xbox One gets Games with Gold, which is the each month you get two free games, and usually some that are cheaper. And this month it's Halo Spartan Assault, and Max Curse of the Brotherhood. Never heard of the second one,
yeah,
but I was pretty excited for the first one because it's the only Halo game I haven't played so far.
Games
and
with
I love twin stick shooters.
Games with Gold is that's a thing that was on the 360, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just coming to the one now.
Okay. Yeah, no, they have they had, I don't know if they still do, on the PlayStation 3, because that's where my console knowledge lies, they had a similar thing, just if you were a PlayStation Plus member, you got, you know, there were a few free games a month, and, you know, generally there were a bunch that were, you know, 50% off or 25% off.
Yeah, it's the same thing, and they still do that.
Yeah. That's what I figured. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. It generates goodwill, and people will continue to subscribe to your honestly probably overpriced things.
I don't know. I've had it since it came out. Since Xbox Live was a thing, I've been subscribed. So, it's not really overpriced for me. It's just a part of life.
It doesn't make it not overpriced. But
well, you know.
Price, so I can't really comment on that with surety. So I said probably overpriced, because I don't remember what I paid for a year for PlayStation Plus on my PS3, and that was, you know, more than a year ago. I don't remember what it was. Don't remember what it cost, and I certainly don't know what it cost for Gold.
I think it's like $49 a year.
That's not bad then, actually.
No. And I usually end up getting them, like, 50% off on, like, Boxing Day or whatever.
Oh, all the cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
I don't think I've paid full price for them, like, since it came out.
That's a good plan. That's a good use of Boxing Day. Good job.
Hey, I know Boxing Day.
Oh, for people who are not Canadian, who may be listening, Boxing Day is the day after Christmas Day, so it's December 26th. It's kind of like Black Friday, but a little less crazy.
Yes, all less trampling people.
Less trampling. All the stores basically have major sales on Boxing Day, December 26th.
Yeah. You know, we also get Black Friday deals, but I wonder if they get Boxing Day deals.
I mean, the Black Friday deals have only started in the last couple of years, really.
And yeah, even they've been really picking up.
Yeah, it's only a couple of stores, really, but it's also the only Americanizing of the world.
Yeah.
Because, you know, their influence is large.
Yeah. Also, with this update, Netflix and other streaming apps are now available to non-Gold members.
Yay!
Yeah, Gold members.
Oh, God. Gold. Squadron? What you were thinking?
No.
What were you thinking, man?
Gold member, like Austin Powers.
That was the Austin Powers movie was Gold member. Right. I forgot about that one.
And then starting today, Microsoft has opened pre-orders for its Kinect for Windows in limited quantity.
What uses Kinect that's also on the computer?
Well, you can use it like a webcam, and
well, that's true.
I don't know what else exactly. I'm assuming a lot of the same things that you could on the Xbox, like maybe there's an app for people tracking because it's got all that.
Yeah, that's true. And maybe this heralds them putting more stuff on the PC that actually uses the Kinect. More, yeah. You know, games or other interactive sort of things.
If it would let me say PC on, I'm in. I would buy one.
That would actually be pretty awesome.
Because I love that feature. You just say Xbox on, and then the TV turns on, and the stereo turns on, the console turns on. Room.
I think you're in the same room.
Yeah.
Did it just happen, or did you say it too quiet?
I didn't enunciate.
you know what it needs, though? For a PC Oh man, for a PC, what it needs the motion tracking, so you can be like Minority Report with your hand.
Enhance.
Going across the computer. Who needs a mouse anymore? I got my hands. Even if I had to buy ugly half gloves or something like that in that movie, I'd do it.
Yeah.
I can use my hands as a mouse on my PC. That'd be awesome. That is something I would probably spend $60 on if it would work.
You're so lazy.
It's so awesome.
I agree.
Zoom out. Off to the left. Best part of that movie. Best part of Minority Report is them using the computer.
It's the first thing that anyone thinks of.
I know, it's because it's the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
The rest of the movie's pretty subpar, actually. I think. I know there's people there who love it, but I mean, it's okay. It's an okay movie. It's not great. Yeah. It's pretty standard for a Tom Cruise movie. I'm not a huge fan. Although Mission Impossible is pretty good.
It is.
All of them. I mean, actually, I haven't seen 3 or 4. I've only seen 1 and 2.
I've seen 4. It was good. I've seen 1 and 4.
I've seen 1 and 2, and I played, like, I think it might have been 2 on, like, it was either the PlayStation 1 or the N64. It was a Mission Impossible game.
Yeah, I played a Mission Impossible game on the N64, too.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one, but it was awesome.
Yeah, it was a pretty awesome game. Hard. Parts were damn hard at the time. But I bet, and you know what, knowing what I know about going back to N64 games, I bet you they'd be even harder now.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone back to games that I know I breezed through, and I can't beat, like, the fifth level. And I'm like, what happened?
Same.
As a kid, I just breezed through this game.
Like, I tried playing GoldenEye, and I'm like, I don't even...
It's so fun. I love GoldenEye. Hard. Still, yeah, hard as hell. Mostly because that one makes sense, though, I guess, because you really need to use are they the Y buttons? The yellow buttons?
Yeah.
You really need to use those to find aim. And your hand is so not used to it. Your right hand is so not used to it anymore.
It's used to holding a controller like a person. Someone who has two hands instead of three.
Well, I mean, almost no games use the directional pad.
No.
Almost never directional pad.
You could set it up to...
Yeah, you could, but why would you do that? Then you'd be effed. Realistically, you hold the center, your index, your left hand on the center thing, your index finger's on the Z button, your thumb's on the joystick. The right hand comes in, and it has your thumb for A and B and those Ys, and your index up on the shoulder button. That was the only problem, was the left shoulder button.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Z button. That was a major problem. But I don't remember what used the shoulder buttons.
Because, like, now if I could go back to it, I think that using the D-pad for movement and the joystick for aiming, that wouldn't be too bad. You stick for Z button for shooting. But then you don't get any of the buttons.
then you're screwed. Can't change your weapon. So you want that ammo. To reach over and try and hit B or whatever it was to switch weapon. You know what, Andrew? You have that game in your N64?
Yep.
We should play that sometime. How many controllers you got?
At least one.
I don't know. I have two, I think, but I don't know where they are.
I believe
they were borrowed. And one is not a particularly good. The joystick got Mario Partied. You know what I mean? It's got the rowing, the goddamn rowing, and the tug of war.
And that shy guy propped the propeller.
Don't remember that one. I remember rowing where it was 3-on-1. I remember tug of war on 3-on-1. You screwed up your hand hardcore.
Oh yeah,
joystick hardcore. Yeah, that was great. We should do that.
Blisters on your palm.
I know. They were the worst. My brother got one that was terrible. It was a huge blister and just almost looked like he burned the center of his hand. It was so bad. But he beat the crap out of us on that rowing game, so...
I feel like gamers these days just don't appreciate gaming like we do.
They don't know how hard it was.
We bled for our games.
They don't know the struggle. Yeah, anyway, we should play. We should Mario Party / Golden Eye up someday. Maybe we should do that tomorrow.
Fuck board games. Smash Bros.
Oh, yeah, Smash Bros. Fuck board games. Let's play N64. Even though there's like 7 people there.
Whatever.
I could probably bring mine if I can find it. I think it's in my closet. Actually, I know it's in my closet. Don't know if all the cables are there, though. They should be. I played it when I was in school. It's the last time I played GoldenEye. It was against my roommate in second year. It was just 2 people on multiplayer maps. Half the time, we couldn't find each other.
Yeah.
I'm going, fuck, where are you? I don't know. Okay. Like, okay, let's just look at each other's screen. I have no idea where that is.
I think it was maps there. Like Egypt and stuff are, like, impossible.
No, I know. Actually, Egypt wasn't so bad if she was in the center room, because I knew exactly how to get back there from where I was. But any of the hallways all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
Every fucking hallway's the same in that map. And the cave. The cave's a rough one.
Yeah.
Because it's just one big hallway with 2 layers.
Did you know there originally wasn't going to be a multiplayer in GoldenEye?
What?
It was like the last like month before shipping, one guy was like, wouldn't it be cool if we had multiplayer, and he just threw it in there?
I hope that guy got a fucking raise.
I know, right?
Everybody's favorite part of that game.
I mean, GoldenEye was going to be completely different. It was going to be an on-rails shooter.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah.
If I want to do on-rails, I'll play Pokemon Snap.
Yeah. The best on-rails shooter ever.
You know, it's an accurate genre for Pokemon Snap, because, you know, another way of saying you're taking pictures is you're shooting things.
Yep, exactly.
An on-rails shooter.
I think that little cart you had was on a rail, wasn't it?
It was literally on a rail. You were in a cart on rails.
Yeah, this little, like, 3-wheeled cart thing.
Very literal. I don't own that game. I kind of wish I did. I have an emulator for it, but the emulator doesn't work. Only half the buttons work, and I can't take a picture. There's some stupid problem I have with the emulator, and I got so annoyed about it that I never tried to find the different one. Just deleted it in frustration. It's like, fine, I'm done with you, Pokemon Snap. Yeah, it's a similar problem with Pokemon Stadium 2, but it wouldn't load past the menu properly.
I love Pokemon Stadium.
I own Pokemon Stadium, the first one. That's why I have had an emulator for Pokemon Stadium 2. Because I was like, oh, 2? There's a 2? And it didn't work. And I was like, well, fuck you, Pokemon Stadium 2. I didn't want to play you anyway.
Putting the Game Boy save on there, fighting with my Pokemon in 3D.
I still have that, too. I have, I bet you one of my Pokemon games is in that controller. That hefty, hefty controller thing. Just shoved in the back of that.
Yeah.
God, those things screwed up how you had your controllers, eh?
Oh, well, you know, the controller wasn't getting any better.
You know what? That's the first... N64 was also the first controller vibrations.
Yeah, with that rumble pack?
I don't think I own a rumble pack. I think we had one borrowed for a while from one of
them. Yeah, I never owned one, but I had a friend who had one.
It was awesome. Like, at the time, like, oh my god, like, stuff's happening and my controller is shaking.
Whoa.
Magical.
Yeah.
How long? I want an email. I want somebody to send an email or something in to tell us how long we've been talking about the N64, because it feels like a long time. No. I don't remember how we started on it.
I don't remember either. What are we talking about?
That's usually a sign that we've been talking about it too long when we can't remember how it started. Probably controller shape or something. I don't know. Anyway, we were talking about Kinect for Windows, Minority Report. How did we get from Minority Report to N64?
Oh, Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible, N64 games. Okay. I got it. Okay, that's good. At least I know how we got there. I think it's time to move on to our last thing in games.
Sure.
So, this is my one addition to the game news, although I did see about the Xbox One controllers getting a PC usability. I just figured you'd, you know, put it in and know more than I would, so I waited.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, you did.
Crazy.
Anyway, GOG, also known as Good Old Games, the digital store for usually retro games, or actually I think it might be entirely retro games. Do you use, you ever used Good Old Games? I never have.
Let me check.
I've never used them. The only digital store I've ever used is, I guess, Origin and Steam. I know there's Green Man Games, and there's GOG, and there's a couple other ones, but I've never used them.
Oh, yeah, I've used GOG.
I've never even got a Humble Bundle. So that's how much I only use Steam and Origin. I've not used a single other digital store. But they don't know. It doesn't have a date. It has a little, I don't know how long this video was, a minute and a half, a video announcing Good Old GOG Galaxy, I believe, is the name they're going with. Yeah, GOG Galaxy. It is their own digital store, DRM-free, with optional auto-updating, optional PC client, optional cross-play. Like, what they're saying is all of their features completely optional. Or you could just, you know, turn it on when you want to buy something, buy it, and shut it down, and not have any connection through that at all. Not needing the web for anything. Basically.
Interesting.
That's their plan. Like I said, it doesn't have a lot of information yet, not even a date. But DRM-free is always good.
Oh, yeah.
And options are always good. And also, they're espousing cross-play, you know, being able to, but I don't know what they mean by that. I mean, I guess they mean if you buy it on the GOG store, somebody who also buys it on the Steam store, you can play it with them, I guess? That would be the only possibility for cross-play I can understand in this connotation.
I have no idea.
Because I know...
It makes sense if someone from the Steam store couldn't play... Because you can just, like, use it like a PC game.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm curious about why they made a point to say cross-play. Because I don't know what they mean.
We'll find out.
Yeah, and more on this when it develops, I suppose. It does just make me think of how much I would love already, you know, cross-play between PC and console games. That's never going to happen, but at least not in the way that the nature of it is now. It's not going to happen.
Right.
But it would be awesome. I would use it. That way I wouldn't have to buy, you know, I wouldn't have to wait and buy games that I already own on my consoles when they're on sale on Steam so I can, you know, play it with my friends who only have it on PC.
Yeah.
And by that point in time when you buy the game, everybody's on to the next game, so there's no point in it.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yep, it's terrible. Terrible. You'd think with all the connection, internet and otherwise, they'd be over this. They'd be over their whole, nope, we're our own ecosystem. Screw everybody else.
Well, you know, there's money to be had and stuff like that.
Money makes the world go round, as they say. Anyway, let's move on and finish up, I suppose. Couple things here for comics. Viz Media, although it's technically something owned, it's a subsidiary owned by Viz Media. Square, I forget what the name is. But Viz Media now has picked up the rights to publish the Pokemon Adventures X and Y manga in North America.
Well,
I don't know if you've ever read any of the Pokemon things, Andrew. Back in the day, like grade 3 and 4, when we got the Scholastic, you know, the little Scholastic by books, there's like three pages of books. I used to buy there were Pokemon in that. It was like the show. I think I can't see them in my closet of books, but I probably have more than a dozen, up to maybe 20 issues of Pokemon books. They're not manga, but that's what I got.
I had a couple of those ones that are based off the show.
I have a bunch of them. Like, in order. Except I think I missed, like, one month. I was, like, sick the day the Scholastic order went out or something.
No.
I remember being disappointed as a child. But, yeah, so this Pokemon Adventures X and Y is, a young Pokemon trainer becomes the new champion in, the hell is that region called? Kalos?
Yeah.
France.
Yeah.
The new Pokemon champion in France, and he gets tired of the limelight and always being in the spotlight. So he basically quits, I guess. And he goes back to whatever the starting town was in that game. And he's there basically in hiding until the town gets attacked by the new legendary Pokemon, Yveltal and Xerneas. And then stuff happens. Basically, that's exactly what the blurb about what the Adventures X and Y was about was that I read. So that sounds, interesting, I guess, if you like Pokemon and manga. Or Viz Media, which publishes a lot of manga for North America. Okay, if you have no comments on Pokemon, I'm done with it. You can talk about your new
Samurai Jack.
Yeah, that's great. Mako is rolling in his grave by that impression.
Samurai Jack, Volume 1, paperback. This is not the other Volume 1. I don't remember what it was called, but this is Samurai Jack Volume 1, Threads of Time, which is apparently the first in a series of more single-issue stuff. This one is a bunch of little things that I'll contribute to an overarching story, just to introduce this whole series. And from there on, it's going to be more episodic, much like the show was.
Is this the collection of the singles that I have, like, two or three of?
Yes. Do you remember? It is. Because I read the ones that you had.
Yeah.
Like, that's... with the Greek guy.
Yeah, that's it. The Greek guy was the second one.
Yeah.
And I know at some point later, they get gender swapped, him and the... Samurai Jacqueline and the Scotswoman for an issue or two. I read the blurb about it, and I was like, that sounds awesome.
That's hilarious. That doesn't happen in this one.
Too bad.
It must happen in the classics.
Maybe it does. Maybe I just saw Samurai Jack, and I was like, hey, I own a couple of those.
Yeah. See, that's kind of confusing. The whole, this is Volume 1, and that one's Volume 1 of the classics.
Oh, boy.
That's confusing.
Yay, multiple collections.
But it's by Jim Zub.
Zub.
He is the author. And Andy Suriano is the artist.
That sounded accurate. Suriano is how I would say that name, too.
And inside, there's a bunch of pretty cover art and stuff, which also... are a bunch drawn by Genndy Tartakovsky.
Genndy Tartakovsky.
Who is amazing.
The name. His name is fantastic.
His work is fantastic.
I don't know what he's done besides Samurai Jack, and now you're going to say that's all I need to know.
And the Clone Wars.
Thanks, yeah, I didn't know that.
The original cartoon.
I didn't know that. I also haven't watched any of it, and I know you own all that, right?
Yeah. But yeah, the Samurai Jack, this is all you really need to know.
See?
He is amazing.
I told you guys he was going to say it.
I believe he was involved in the Powerpuff Girls and Dexter's Lab. And
I loved Dexter's Lab when I was a kid.
He was on Two Stupid Dogs.
Never watched it. Know what it is. Never watched it. Never had an interest. Are you looking him up, like, on IMDb or something right now?
Yeah, just to confirm, because I was pretty sure that the Dexter's Lab and Powerpuff Girls style was his, too.
Hmm, that makes sense. I can kind of see that.
The Grim Adventures of Bill and Mandy?
Never watched it.
The producer in that, or Billy and Mandy?
How'd you say Billy and Mandy? What did you say?
I said Bill.
Bill Nye. Bill Nye and Mandy. The Grim Adventures of Bill and Mandy. Bill. Something, I don't know, always blows up every episode. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what would happen every episode in Bill Nye and Mandy.
Someone doesn't die.
Someone wears proper safety equipment and follows proper safety procedures and nothing bad happens.
He directed Hotel Transylvania, and he was a storyboard artist on Iron Man 2.
I've seen one and a half of those. I've only seen part of Hotel Transylvania. The end part, the very end part, I think.
I've seen a little bit in the middle.
I've seen Iron Man 2. I watched that with you and Farrah at the coffee shop, I think. Was that Iron Man 1?
I don't know.
I know I missed one of them. Hmm?
I know we watched all of them.
I know, but I missed Bourne. I think I saw all of the Iron Mans, both of the Iron Mans at the time, but I missed the first Bourne movie. That was it. God. That was good times. Yep. Watching movies at the coffee shop when nobody else would ever show up except for Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, where a bunch of people showed up.
Because it's a fantastic movie.
And that French one that Grant watched, Grant chose, I think.
I didn't go.
Right, that's why we watched the French one that Grant chose, because you weren't there. And yours and Grant's company at the time was sponsoring it or something, right? Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Right. People were there, but there was mostly Grant, his family, me, and Erica, and a couple of our friends. There was nobody, no random people. All people who immediately knew people who were there. It wasn't a bad movie, actually, despite the fact that it was French. It was French.
I've seen it already, though.
It's France French, not Quebec French, you see.
Yes.
God. Don't say that to the wrong person. You get punched.
Or do. They're French.
Québécois. Some Québécois are very patriotic, I guess is the word, towards Quebec.
Yeah, and not Canada.
Not necessarily Canada. Sometimes both. Not necessarily Canada. Anyway, that's I don't think anybody wants to hear Canadian politics. Or if you do, you could drop us a line. Hey, maybe we'll do a whole podcast about Canadian politics.
Oh, God.
God, I couldn't even get through that.
I'm most boring. Boring.
I don't know. I don't think it'd be that boring if it had us hosting it.
I guess so. It'd be tangentially related to politics.
Yeah, exactly. Sidetracks. Anyway, so that's what we got this slightly late week. As I said, I will not be here next Thursday, so enjoy our guest host, who does not know they're yet going to be a guest host.
They know.
Okay, they do know. That's good. Andrew handles it. I'm not going to be here, and he is, so I told him to handle it.
Yeah, I'm going to do the recording and the editing, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, good luck. I mean, it's not that hard. It's just a bit of a time sink sometimes and annoying. But that depends on how well you guys do while you're actually recording. Like this week, probably won't take me that long to edit because there's going to be a few gaps, and they're going to be noticeable. There were a couple of large ones that hopefully I'll have caught all of, and you guys listening after the fact won't hear. So you won't even know what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah. The magic of post.
magic of post-production. I imagine if we had, you know, all of Disney working on post-production.
Yeah. What's the deal with, like, Blizzard, man? 2 years in post-production?
They have money? Who's handling that movie? Blizzard's not handling the movie.
No, but you'd think they'd be like, here, we've got, like, a couple billion in our pocket doing nothing.
I don't think they have a couple billion in their pocket doing nothing.
No, it's in their pocket.
I think you misjudge the amount of spare money businesses like that have. They have money, but it's all tied up in things that they're doing.
Having money.
Like people who own real estate. Like one of my professors in college, he was wealthy, but he wasn't rich. He owned a lot of buildings, right? He owned a lot of buildings. He was apartment buildings in town. So his net worth, technically, was quite high, but he didn't have a lot of spare money because it was all tied up in keeping those buildings working and clean and, you know, the energy on. There's a difference between having a lot of money and, you know, having a high net worth. But that's also neither here nor there. It is way out in the left field. So I think we will sign off for this week. Unless I'm just trying to think if I missed anything, and I don't think that we did. And if we did, maybe it'll go on Twitter or something.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, you can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
And I'm at Dupe, D-U-P-3.
And you can also follow the show at Gweekly News. Gweekly News. I really don't know if I have to spell it every time. I feel I should, but I don't know if I really have to.
Makes sense. What if someone's just coming in for the first time?
No, Gweekly
News. Find us.
It's the name of the show.
Yeah.
Thankfully. Like it's anyway. I took myself off track. Our website is gweeklynews.com, where you can subscribe to RSS. You can listen to the show live on the website. We've got a couple. Andrew's got a couple of blogs up, including two costume corners now and a cosplay corner. Did I say costume?
Yeah.
It was close.
Yeah.
I haven't read the second cosplay corner yet. I will eventually. And you have just up today, I believe, a review of X-Wing?
Yeah.
Great game. Spent far too long playing a couple games of it because we went a little crazy with the upgrades, but yeah. Not our fault. I blame Tom.
I blame Tom as well. It is 100% Tom.
You can also subscribe to the show via iTunes. If you want to send us an email, you know, you have something to say, either, hey, you got this wrong, why are you guys so dumb, or, hey, I you're fantastic, why don't you do more, or, you know, anything normal in between, you can email us at feedback@gweeklynews.com. And finally, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/gweeklynews. Whew, that was a long one. I don't know why I felt like that took longer than the usual wrap-up for me to say all those things. But, yes, that's all we got this week. So, till next week, have a good week.
Yeah, I've been Andrew.
I knew you were going to do it. And I knew I wasn't going to have anything to do with it. It's never happened.